Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I've been exposing this wicked Born That Way Ministries and Johnny Nixon, the founder of it and the author of the perverted book Born That Way After All. And if you have any doubts about, you know, how bad this ministry is, just look at the YouTube video that I posted with the excerpts from the actual book. So just type into YouTube excerpts from Born That Way After All. And take a look for yourself, because some of this stuff, it's so weird, it's so wicked and perverted, you won't even believe it until you actually see the clips for yourself. And of course, Bob Gray Sr. just came out a few days ago and said, I read the book a second time and I love it, I think it's wonderful. But anyway, I want to expose two churches now that are basically kind of the churches behind putting out this wicked philosophy and promoting this ministry, the two most enabling churches. First of all, they're both called Victory Baptist Church. They both actually just happen to have the same name. The first one is Victory Baptist Church in Fort Valley, Georgia, and the second one is Victory Baptist Church in Elyria, Ohio. So first of all, right here, I'm on the website of Victory Baptist Church in Fort Valley, vbcfv.com. And this is basically the church that Johnny Nixon is a member of. Turns out he's not a pastor. Apparently he has been a pastor of multiple churches in the past. But now, according to this church's Facebook page, he's actually a member of this church. And in fact, they have him preaching later this month at their camp meeting. He's going to be, Johnny Nixon is going to be preaching along with Greg Locke, Bruce Freeman, Tommy Steele, all these other people that I've never heard of. But anyway, what I want to show you on this page about the diversity is that they use this wicked graphic. And if you look at some of the things that are listed here as being part of diversity, you'll see right there in the yellow, it says, homosexual. Over here it says atheist, skeptic. Down here it says transgender. Over here it talks about the bisexual right there in purple. We got the bisexual, universal, and just all kinds of sick things mixed in with things that have to do with race or gender or whatever. Like right here, racial diversity. I mean, if I were a black person, I'd be offended when they're always acting like being black or being of a different race is somehow equivalent to being a sodomite or a pervert. They act like being a homo is a race or something. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's offensive to black people to lump them in the same breath. They don't discriminate against blacks or homos. So anyway, you can see just that there's a lot of just really weird, perverted things. And then straight is listed, because you know what I mean? Some of us are straight. You know, diversity in the church, amen? We all have a diversity in giftedness, you know? I mean, some of us are straight, and others are, you know, homosexuals or transgenders or bisexual. I mean, that's the garbage that they're teaching. And of course, the diversity in giftedness, Born That Way After All, teaches that, you know, the former, quote-unquote, homos are very gifted working with children, and they should be brought into the children's ministries. But anyway, I just wanted to show you that about this Victory Baptist Church in Fort Valley. And the other church is actually Victory Baptist Church in Elyria, Ohio. And the reason that I bring them up is because they are actually the basis of this Independent Baptist Online College. Now, the Independent Baptist Online College is trying to act like they're a local church ministry, because these guys have preached against parachurch ministries for years. Well, obviously, this Independent Baptist Online College is a parachurch ministry, but they don't want to come out and say that, so they had to, like, put it under the canopy of a local church, okay? So even though the church is not, it's actually run by a whole board of directors that come from all manner of churches, but the church where it's actually the official ministry of is called Victory Baptist Church in Elyria, Ohio, okay? And that pastor, Pastor Jeffrey Smale, is the president of the college, okay? So he's the president of the college. You know, if somebody needs to ask him why he's got Johnny Nixon, this perverted false teacher, as the Bible instructor on the online college. Because supposedly, if this is a local church ministry, then I guess the guy that we would talk to, if we have a problem with it, would be the pastor. So somebody needs to call Jeffrey Smale out on the carpet. Sure, Bob Gray's the chancellor, whatever that means. But, you know, Jeffrey Smale is actually the pastor of the church. He needs to be held accountable. And his son, Brady Smale, has been all over social media, falling all over himself to try to, you know, do damage control and try to apologize and excuse this Johnny Nixon's ministry. And so, you know, these people need to also be taken to task because they are the most responsible for promoting this wicked false teacher and this wicked ministry. So, you know, one of the things that you can do just to let them know what you think about this is, you know, go on Google and leave them a one-star review. I already left a one-star review of both of these Victory Baptist churches, warning people that, you know, Johnny Nixon is being promoted by these churches and that they're teaching a born that way after all philosophy. That way people don't just go to these churches just thinking that it's a normal independent fundamental Baptist church and then, you know, put their kids in the nursery, put their kids in the junior church and not realize that these are basically churches that are actively trying to bring in pedophiles and they're actually... And look, if you don't believe me that they're actively trying to bring in pedophiles, just, again, watch the YouTube video, excerpts from Born That Way After All. It brings up children's ministries again and again and bringing in these so-called eunuchs, which are actually sodomites, but they are calling them eunuchs. That's their cute little new doctrine, their code word. So anyway, go on Google and leave a one-star review on these churches. If you just type in Victory Baptist Church, Elyria, Ohio, and Victory Baptist Church, Fort Valley, Georgia. And also, you know, you might want to warn some of these other preachers at the conference, because I don't really know who these guys are. I mean, do these guys know that they're basically going to be sharing the platform with this guy, Johnny Nixon, Born That Way Ministry? I mean, do they realize what this guy's teaching? Somebody needs to contact these guys and warn them, you know. I mean, and if they already know and they're still participating in this camp meeting, which, you know, I mean, it's promoting a wicked ministry. You know, it seems like a pervert convention. So, you know, if these guys are normal guys, I doubt they'd want to be associated with that. So these guys need to be warned. Everybody needs to be warned. Look, people, we have to fight this stuff now, because if we just relax and just go about our lives and just don't care and just let these people do whatever they want and just infect churches all over America. Because look, this online Bible college, it's infecting churches all over America. It's a nationwide ministry. If we just sit back and let this happen, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. It's better to fight it now and nip it in the bud now and let people know where we stand and expose this stuff before it gets even worse. God bless you. Have a great day.